今天要读的经文记载在约翰福音第四章第四十六节到五十四节。
Our scripture passage for today is found in John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54.
耶稣来到加利利的迦拿，就是伊以前变水为酒的所在，有一个大神，伊的子伫加百农患病。伊听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见伊，求伊落去医治伊的子儿，因为伊的子儿得要死了。耶稣就对伊说：“阿是无看见神迹奇事，恁总是无要信。”那大神说：“先生，求你趁我的子儿阿无死，就落去。”耶稣对伊说：“倒去吧，你的子儿活了。”那人信耶稣所说的话，就倒去了。正落去的时阵，伊的仆人迎见伊，说伊的子儿活了。伊就问什么时阵见好的，因就说昨昨日末时，日就退了。因便知影这正是耶稣对伊说人子儿活了的时阵。伊家己甲全家就都信了。这是耶稣伫加利利行的第二件神迹，是伊点犹太倒去以前行的。
Let's all read aloud in English. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum there was an official whose son was ill.When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, Unless you see the signs and wonders, you will not believe. The official said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, Go, your son will live.The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better. And they said to him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, Your son will live. And he himself believed.And all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee.
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
We
thank God that many of you are here to worship. Because I know there was heavy traffic coming.
But
praise God for the grace that we get to worship Him again. This passage today mentions that Jesus returns to Galilee. Please allow me to give you a short background. In John chapter 1, it mentions that Jesus is the Word.
约翰第二章是主耶稣伫加利利上一个所在迦拿，伊行了头一个神迹，就是将水变作酒。
In John chapter 2, Jesus performed his first miracle, which is turning the water into wine in Cana.
然后伊就离开了加利利，去到耶路撒冷。
After that, Jesus departed from Galilee and went to Jerusalem.
咱顶国个有讲到，迄个原因，干那是伊离开加利利去到耶路撒冷。
Now, last month we mentioned why exactly he left Galilee for Jerusalem.
是因为加利利人要将伊对山顶堕落去，要去死啊！
It was because the Galileans were about to push him off the cliff to death.
这个约翰无记载，这个是伫马太、马可、路加有记载。
Now we know that from Matthew, Mark, and Luke instead of from John.
所以离开了加利利，去到耶路撒冷，甲所以第三章讲到伊甲尼哥底庙讲话。
But that is why he went from Galilee to Jerusalem and then spoke to Nicodemus.
然后伫耶路撒冷以后的时阵，伊搁再要挖去加利利。
Now after Jerusalem, he was trying to return to Galilee.
这是约翰。第四章的开始。
And that's how John chapter 4 began.
但是伊要去加利利时阵，伊跳江经过撒玛利亚。
Now on his way to Galilee, he intentionally went through Samaria.
所以咱教会用真 我用真短真短嘅时间讲到耶稣及撒玛利亚妇人诶一个故事。
And that's why we as a church have studied the story of the Samaritan woman for quite some time.
然后因为撒玛利亚这个妇人人得到主嘅时阵，伊国叫伊嘅乡村嘅人来到主嘅时阵，主耶稣国点伫撒玛利亚国加两日。
Now because the Samaritan woman's reception of faith led to the faith of her fellow villagers, Jesus stayed another 2 days.
然后伊就离开撒玛利亚。
Then after that, he departed from Samaria and into Galilee.
伊头一个所在，伊到加利利就是加拿。
Now the very first place he visited in Galilee.
所以咱今仔日的故事是发生伫加拿。
And that's why today's story is in Cana.
也真趣味，约翰讲这个是主耶稣行的第二个神迹。
Now it's very interesting that John called this Jesus' second miracle.
咱知影个头一个神迹是。
We know what his first miracle was, right? The first was in John chapter
2.
John clearly described that miracle as Jesus' first miracle. It was in Cana. And it was at a wedding banquet when he first turned water into wine.
So,
And so, in John chapter 4, in today's passage, John mentioned Jesus' second miracle.
但是你若注意哦,
But if you take note,
对第二章到第四章的时候,
you notice that from chapter 2 to 4,
特别在第三章耶稣在路撒冷, 他已经行了很多神迹。
You might note that Jesus already performed a lot of miracles in Jerusalem.
所以今天是约翰在这讲主耶稣行了第二个神迹。
So why would John refer to this as Jesus' second miracle?
所以，迄条是咱今仔日有要问的一条问题。
That's one of the questions we're asking today.
那是我的祈祷，我的恩望透过今仔日的分享，透过今仔日所在这个圣经节，咱让我通看到基督是佮偌好，佮偌水。
But my prayer and hope is that today, through our passage, through our message, we will remember how wonderful Christ is.
然后，咱让我通学习咱。
And then we can learn what it means to have this faith lesson. Let's pray again.
特别上帝，求你搁一卖透过你的话，借着你的圣灵，对阮每一个人来讲话，互阮听了有法通行了你的道，互阮的信心确实是靠着主，互阮的信心有法通确实表现了主的行为出来。所以求你搁一卖。阮需要责备的，叫你透过你的话语责备阮；阮需要安慰的，叫你透过你的话语安慰阮。咱祈祷上主耶稣的名求。阿门。你若看约翰第四章五十四节的时阵
，When you look at John chapter 4 verse 54，
伊讲就讲耶稣伫加利利行了第二的神迹。
It says this was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee。
有两个原因，敢那是约翰讲。伊伫遮行了第二个神迹。
So I believe there were a few reasons why John referred to this as the second sign.
头一个是因为头一个神迹是伫加拿做，这个是伫加拿的第二个神迹。
First of all, it could mean that this was the second miracle done in Cana.
但是我相信约翰有另外一个意思。
But I believe John had another meaning.
我相信伊咧讲头一个甲第二个，因为伊伫伊思想内面，伊咧对比头一个神迹。
I believe that in his mind he was also comparing this as a second miracle as compared to the first miracle.
你若有机会去读约翰福音的时阵
，Now if you have the chance to study the book of John，
主耶稣唔是只有行到头一个、第二个，所以落去也讲这个是主耶稣第三个神迹、第四个神迹、第五个神迹。
You will see that eventually John does refer to Jesus' third sign and fourth sign and so on and so forth.
我无机会去深入研究，敢那是约翰特别咧讲这个是头一个神迹。第二个神迹，第三个神迹，因为应该是有意思的啊。
Now I don't have the time to share today, but there should be a reason why John referred to this as the first, second, or third sign.
刚才我那问这条问题的时候，你真正稀奇，跟那是约翰安尼写，所以刚才你话当推我研究。
Maybe if you're interested in this topic, you could study and then share it with me.
跟那是约翰特别讲，这个是头一个神迹，这个是第二个神迹。
Why did John have to state that this is the first sign and this is the second sign and so on and so forth?
但是头一个神迹和第二个神迹有。
Now there are a lot of similarities between the first and the second sign.
头一个神迹是主耶稣伫加拿将伫婚宴里面将水变做酒。
The first miracle was when Jesus turned water into wine in the wedding at
Cana. 第二个神迹是今仔日的圣经节，就是伫加拿伊将这个大官王的大臣伫
Now the second sign was also happened in Cana, and that is when Jesus revived the son of a government official who had died. But there are a lot of similarities in the process of these miracles. The first similarity is that someone came to Jesus with a problem. First of all, Mary came to Jesus and said, now the second time is when this government official came to Jesus about his son.
So
the first similarity we see between the miracles is that someone came to tell Jesus. Now, the second similarity is that Jesus first responded with a rebuke. First of all, Jesus rebuked his mother. And then Jesus rebuked this official. Now, the third similarity is that Jesus fulfilled the miracle with his words. He spoke, and so the water turned into wine. He spoke, and so the child lived. Now the fourth observation is that there were eyewitnesses to these miracles. Whether it was the turning of water into wine or the revival of this child, there were eyewitnesses. And the fifth similarity is that other people, responded in faith. After Jesus turned the water into wine, his disciples believed in him. And when Jesus saved this child, the official and his entire family came to believe. And what does that teach us? It teaches us that God's words can fulfill everything. No matter the circumstance, our Christ is sovereign. His word turned water into wine. His word healed this child. His word created the whole world and you and me. That is Christ's sovereignty. But there are also dissimilarities between the two miracles. The difference, of course, was the circumstance. Now, the first miracle was at Cana, where there was a celebration of a wedding. Everyone was happy. They were so happy they finished their wine. And when the Lord saw that problem, he provided for the wedding. But similarly, this second miracle was also in Cana. It was the circumstance that differed. This time, the circumstances were about sickness and being at death's door. But Christ still healed. And so we see that God's provision doesn't only happen in the ups of life. He also provides for us in the downs. And so the Lord isn't just sovereign when things are happy. He is also and he is still sovereign in the midst of our troubles and tears. And That is the first thing I've observed in this passage, Christ's strength.
然后刷下去我所观察的是第二点就是我们的信心是服从服从服从服从的主。
And the second observation I see is that our faith is about surrendering to Jesus.
你怎样注意看今天的圣经上
If you look carefully at today's passage,
他说这个大官是在隔壁龙。
You will see that this official was from Capernaum.
他的孩子破病，没教我教师。His son
was ill, almost unto death.
他离开了隔壁龙，走到加拿。
He left Capernaum to walk all the way to Cana to come to Christ. He didn't need to go personally. Now you will notice that he is a person in a position of power. He wasn't just a minor official. He was a major government official. And in verse 51, you see that his servants met him on the way home. And so he was a government official with servants. So we know he was a wealthy man with servants. He had position and wealth. Even though he had that power and that strength and wealth, he went personally. Well, the first thing that it shows us is that no matter our position or power, we still get ill. But we know the child was probably in very severe condition for him to go personally to Cana. Those of us who have gone to the Holy Land know where Capernaum is and where Cana is. But do you know how far it is between the two places? Now the Israelites who went today may think it's close. We remember that we did it by car. We rode the bus.
But in
Jesus' time, the most they had was probably a horse. And a horse is not easy to ride. Because they were rugged mountains. So probably he had to walk. How long did he have to walk? You know that it's 40 kilometers from Capernaum to Cana.
然后加伯龙是加利利海的一个区，加利利海北边的一个小的城市。Now
Capernaum is a small village near northern Galilee.
你那城市的近地加利利海，你知影这个加利利哦是雅各的所在。And
we know the towns and villages that are close to the Sea of Galilee are low in sea level.
加利利应该在海平面差不多比海平面差不多低100-200尺。
So Capernaum was probably just 100 or 200 feet above sea level.
Below
sea level.
So okay.
It was very, very low.
Cana
is in the mountain. You have to climb from the coast all the way to the mountaintop. Now some people say that a man can walk 5 kilometers an hour.
So let's say
this man is as impatient as some of our pastors, and he runs really fast. He goes, 4 kilometers? No matter how fast or how impatient he was, he couldn't have traveled more than 5 kilometers an hour. So let's say he goes 5 kilometers an hour. How long would it have taken him to go from Capernaum to Cana? Now Chinese are good at math.
这个是40几条，一点钟走过几条。那不要算哦，咱人我教你一个方法哦，头前哦加一个peso sign，还是加一个美金的sign哦，较轻松。
Now of course, if you have a hard time doing the equation, just add a currency symbol.
好，那算出来。And
then suddenly you have the answer.
这8点钟。
8 hours. At least 8 hours between Capernaum and Cana.
你将你本身徛伫这个大官的位置。
So put yourself in the shoes of this official.
你的囝破病真正当要死。
Your son is dying.
你赶紧对隔壁拢行到加拿八点钟。
And you rush for 8 hours from Capernaum to Cana.
找着主。
You go to Christ.
讲主讲你的问题。
And you tell him about your problem.
叫主甲你去隔壁拢医你的囝。
Beg him to come back to Capernaum with you to heal your child. And he didn't say that he would heal him right away. He actually rebukes you. So after traveling for 8 hours, you have come to the Lord to be rebuked. Then Christ said, go home, your son has been healed. Now, what would you or I do in those circumstances? If we were impatient people, maybe we would scold him back. I traveled 8 hours just for you to scold me? I'm begging you to come back to my house to heal my child. How is it possible that just a few words you say would heal him? But this is not how the official responded. When Christ told him, go, your son will live, the man left right away. That is faith. Faith is about hearing what Christ said and understanding what he says. And then submit in complete surrender. And then go, do as the Lord says and go home. True faith isn't about doing nothing. True faith is surrendering to God's will and saying that we'll do what He says.
你若是伫个大官，你倒去时阵，应该心内也侪问题，也侪犹豫。
Now, if you were that official, you probably go home with doubts in your heart.
我行八点钟，迄阵做，但是伊做啊。
8 hours of traveling, but still, he did it. He obeyed. He obeyed. It's not that his problem stopped. Now, I believe that since he did ask his servants the moment they met him, and he asked when the child got better, we see that faith isn't about having all the answers. Faith is about surrender. Believing in God's word. Knowing that yes or no, we're following Christ. And we obey Him. Now that's not easy to do. But that is the kind of faith that saves us. That's the kind of faith demanded of Christians. About obeying Christ. Listening to him and who he says Christ is. Believing in him what he says. When he says to make all men his disciples, we make all men his disciples. And we just obey him every step of the way without knowing what the result is. We listen. We obey. That is faith. Faith is not about taking the next step as long as it makes us feel good. Faith is about knowing God and relying on Him to bring about the best possible scenario.
刷落去迄波是好诶，刷落去一礼拜是好代志。
But that doesn't mean that as long as we obey him, the next step will be happy.
那是相信主所讲诶话，有一日伊会成全。
It's about trusting that what he promised, he will do.
这个牛栏互人看，刷落去第三点。
And that
leads us.
That leads us to the third part.
讲信心讲，唔是修有信啊。
What is faith? Faith is not about seeing.
唔是看到。
It's not about seeing first.
那是头先信。再后来，再后果再看到。
It's about believing first and then seeing.
咱人也爱看，讲咱也爱讲一句话，是讲咱头先看到，咱才要相信。
People like to say seeing is believing, right?
那是安提无人话当做救，无人话当得着救。
If that's the case, none of us would get saved.
咱的信心是头先相信的。
Faith for Christianity is about believing first.
相信主的话。
Believing God's word.
相信主是一位。
Believing in who He is.
相信主的应允。
Believing in His promises.
后来主讲，后来咱再看到。
And then afterwards we will see.
这个大官是安尼啊。
That's what happened to the official.
大官相信主的话，伊讲倒去哦，伊
会
惊话咯，伊全倒去。
He went home when Jesus asked him to go home.
And
it's not that he saw his son get better. If it were me, I would drag Christ back to my house.
But
no, he didn't. He went home by himself. Because of what he believed, he saw the results of his faith. That's what saving faith is about. We believe first. We believe in what God says in the Bible. We believe that God will fulfill everything to glorify Himself. We believe that our God is a good God. We believe that He is a reliable God.
有人讲，反正是有人有一卖有人问。Alexander the Great, 希臘王, 反正是他的軍隊真正強。
Now someone once asked Alexander the Great why his army was so strong.
這個希臘王就講，因為他對我有信心。
And Alexander the Great says because they believe in me.
哇，這個人不明白，這個我的軍隊對你有信心，那會變成也強的軍隊。
So why would the army's faith in him make them strong?He asked a few soldiers to come up to him. And he said, today I'm going to prove in my men's faith in me. He required these soldiers to jump off the cliff. And the soldiers jumped off the cliff.
Alexander the Great 的信心。
That's how much faith they had in Alexander.
感謝主，咱的主耶穌不是這款的上帝。
So you thank God that he's not like this.
感謝主，咱的上帝是好的上帝。
He is a good God.
伊不會按你做。
He doesn't do that to us.
咱有法當信靠伊。
But we can believe him then.
但是咱有關也是多一款的上款的信心，完全的交託給伊。
But we still need to have that same degree of faith that leads us to surrender. I'm sure all of us have met circumstances that are similar to these officials.
我相信咱在咱的生命里面，咱有法去到上帝面前，跟上帝讨医治。
I'm sure in some time in our lives, we have come before the Lord asking for healing.
在这个故事里面，上主耶稣有医治。
And in this story, Jesus did heal the child.
但是有时在咱的生活中，主无医治。
But sometimes God chooses not to heal.
咱讲干那是啊，主你那医治伊，那无医治这个。
Sometimes they say, Lord, why did you heal him and not me?
所以有时咱的信心会摇动。
And sometimes our faith wavers.
你知啊，下底姊妹，咱信心。
My brothers and sisters.
会刚强甲摇动，应该唔是靠着主医治无医治。
The strength of our faith should not be reliant on whether or not God heals.
那是靠着迄个好的上帝。
But rather, it should be faith in the goodness of God.
咱的教会最近也做喜事，也是也做康苦心的代志。
Now, our church members recently have all either gone through great joys or great sorrows.
喜事，咱甲伊上欢喜。
we celebrate with them if they're in joyful occasions. A lot of people are getting married this November. I have a stack of invitations on my office table.
Can
we celebrate with you? Our church members have also encountered great sorrow. I believe there have been times when we come before the Lord and we cry and we beg and we plead for healing.
Can
you say, Lord, we have faith? Sometimes he chooses to heal. Sometimes he chooses not to.
So
we celebrate when he chooses yes. We have a harder time when he chooses no. Our faith tends to waver more when God says no. When we ask, isn't he a good God? Why hasn't he done anything in the midst of my sorrow? Maybe God has taken away something or someone we love the most. That we may remember that He is what's most precious of all. That is still good for us.
Now,
maybe when you try to remove an iPad or an iPhone from a child, the child will act as if the world is ending. But if you're a good father, you know that sometimes you have to remove these things. Because it's not good for a child to be with a gadget 24/7. Now, grown-ups, don't laugh. Because when grown-ups travel, now I observe. Now when an adult observes a place and whether it's good or not for vacation,
we
look at a brochure and we say, wow, it's nice scenery. Wow, cheap tickets. But you know one additional thing that parents do nowadays? No matter how beautiful the place is or how cheap the tickets are, we need Wi-Fi. You know that Batanes is very beautiful? Batanes doesn't have Wi-Fi. Would you go? 3 days. 3 days without Wi-Fi. Some people say that's the end of their world. But sometimes the absence of Wi-Fi can be a good thing. Now, as pastors, we also have our troubles. We have an iPad. We have Wi-Fi. And a lot of good Christian spiritual books. Now, one time when I was going to a meeting, now that was at a place where there was no Wi-Fi. And then I realized I'd left my iPad. And I didn't even bring any book. But I brought a small Bible that day.
So,
and I had to read the Bible that day. Can I thank God that at that moment I rediscovered how wonderful the Bible is? Sometimes God takes away the things or the people we love most. And the goal is not to make your faith stumble, but rather to strengthen that faith even more. It's called a trial.
刚强。
And the purpose of a trial is to strengthen our faith.
因为第七年老上帝推走推推走拽物件推走一挂人。
In the midst of trial, God removes these things. God removes these people.
刚才你拽物件是你最得宝贝，你拽人是你最得疼。
And maybe these things are what's most precious to you. These people are whom you love most.
干那你信心每天都刚强。
But why would that strengthen our faith?
因为经历了迄个你看到主的时阵，你知影主已在一切。
It strengthens our faith because it lets us see how Christ is more precious than all of that. When we believe in Christ's word, when we believe in His promises, when we believe in Him, we know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. He's not leading us to the way. He is the truth. He's not leading us to anything else. And instead of leading us to some sort of abundant life, He is our life. He is our most precious possession. He alone is.
So, our faith is in Christ.
Our faith is about believing in Christ Himself. Believing that He will fulfill all His promises. There's always a story in my mind.
George Mueller.
About George Mueller.
George Mueller, 伊是真出名，创孤儿院，英国的孤儿院。
George Mueller is famous for establishing orphanages in England.
伊改编的时阵，英国伫伊的这个用个 burial 的 procession 的时阵，这个安葬的 procession 的时阵，人是差不多三几条啊。
And when he passed away, there were about 3 kilometers long of people following his burial procession.
但是伊活过伊的两个太太。
Now he survived both his wives.
伊话佮伊头一个无结面，然后伊佫牵第二个无啊结面，伊话佮伊两个太太。
He married his first wife, she passed away. He married his second wife, and she passed away too.
伊两个太太结面的时阵，是伊本身创迄个出殡的人。
Now each time he lost a wife, he conducted the funeral.
伊的信息对伊两个太太是啥？
And he shared the same message for both wives.
So, if the team of pastors keeps repeating the message, because George Mueller is saying.
So, don't blame your pastors if they repeat anything. George Mueller did
too.
But the last statement in his message is that the Lord takes away and I find contentment in Him. He takes away, and I find contentment in Him.
So
that is the person of faith.
So, when we see the Lord, through today's scripture, we see that our Lord is the King in the Word and the Word.
And so, may we see through today's passage that our God is sovereign over the good and the bad. He is the God of goodness. He is the God of faithfulness.
然后，让人看到，咱讲咱信主哦，咱是完全服从、顺服、交托给主。
And when we say that we are Christians who believe in Him, we should surrender.
然后，咱的信心是听主的话。
Our faith should be about hearing God.
刚才咱未看到路头正面。
Maybe we can't see what's ahead.
刚才咱前边的路是真正黑暗。
Maybe the road is dark and bleary。
但是咱信心是迄个目睭，互人看到透过迄个黑暗。
But faith is about seeing beyond that dreariness。
你知影大卫王也是有安尼款的祈祷。
You know that King David prayed that way too。
这个是伫约瑟之的儿子的伫出殡的时阵个分享。
And we shared this in the funeral for Sister Angelina。
诗篇十三篇。
In Psalm 13,
是当所罗王咧接大卫所写的这个诗。
Psalm 13 is a psalm that was written when David was under the pursuit of King Saul.
伊也做朋友和所罗王睇诗啊。
He had lost many friends to King Saul.
所以第四篇十三篇头几节度，你看到大卫都对 对上帝发怨言啊。
And in the first few lines of the psalm, you see David almost complaining to God.
讲主啊，你伫倒落啊？
Where are you, Lord?
主啊，你有关心么？
Do you care, Lord?
咱也是应该不问这问题啦。
Maybe we've asked that of our Lord too.
但是代表王有跟主妥协代志。
But there was something else that David asked from God.
何以眼光？
He asked for the Lord to light up his eyes.
就是咱的心，何以这个信心会看过这个代志？
To grant him faith to see beyond the present circumstances.
看过那个主底下的掌管。
That he may see the sovereign God he had.
所以在诗篇十三篇最底黑暗的时阵，个伊落尾哦是敬拜。
And so even in the darkness of Psalm 13, he ends with praise.
咱上款啊，信心能基督徒甲大别长啊，咱的信心是看过无多多这个肉体的目睭看过这个黑暗啊。
And so we as Christians are like David. Maybe our physical eyes can't see past the dark clouds ahead.
乃是咱看到主的时阵，知影主哦，有美好的陪伴，有美好的计划，超过这个黑暗。
But instead, when we see our Lord, we see His beautiful plans beyond the dark clouds ahead.
所以，愿恁每一个人有主耶稣。
May each of us have Christ Jesus.
今日较早了。
We're ending early.
予恁较早倒去。
I'm allowing you to leave early.
就是应该今日信息，还是应该叫鼓励。
But I hope that today's message encourages you.
予咱予恁愿恁真实有主耶稣。
That you may want to have Christ.
予恁有一个得救的信心，是福将的幸福的信心，是完全交托的信心。
Then you will have faith that surrenders.
完全信主的话的信心。
That you will have faith.Complete faith in God's word.
予恁伫欢喜中，教会兄弟姊妹甲恁欢喜。
That in the midst of your joy, that we may celebrate with you.
予恁伫流目屎中，上帝的话，上帝同在，加强恁的信心。
That in the midst of your sorrow, God's word will strengthen your heart even more.
知影有一日，伊会擦干你甲我的目屎。
One day, He will dry our tears.
咱稍后祈祷。
Let's pray.Dear Heavenly Father, we worship you, for you are our sovereign God. And in the midst of your sovereignty, you are our good God, and you are our faithful God. As we look upon life's ups and downs, Lord, may we remember who you are and what you have promised. In our joy, may we never forget the source of all blessing. In our sorrow, may we never forget the source of all comfort.You alone are all we seek. In Jesus' name we pray.